the Daily News via remote. I'm Laura Webb.
Nigeria has dissolved a special police unit after public protests allege brutality. And the president announced Sunday that an investigation will be launched. The scrapping of the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS, will take effect immediately, the president's office said in a tweet. The Nigerian police force announced also in a tweet that allegations would be investigated and culprits punished. The force said civil society and rights groups would be included in their investigation. Sunday's announcement comes as anger swells both on the streets and on social media over alleged illegal arrests, extortion, torture, and even murder carried out by members of the SARS unit. One recent video went viral showing the alleged killing of a man by a police officer in Delta State. The arrest of the man who shot the video sparked even more outrage. The hashtag #InSARS has been top trending on Twitter. Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo arrived in Mali on Sunday for an official visit after the economic group he chairs lifted sanctions placed on Bamako, following an August military coup. Ghana's leader heads the 15-nation ECOWAS, which has ended its sanctions after Mali agreed to a transition government on October 5th. In the wake of the military rebellion that ousted President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, ECOWAS shuttered Mali's borders and imposed trade restrictions after Malian military officers toppled Keita on August 18th, triggering regional concern over fallout from Mali's instability. Akufo-Addo will meet with Mali's interim leaders, both colonels. Britain and Kenya said Sunday that they would co-host a summit next year to raise funds for children's schooling in poorer countries, warning that the coronavirus pandemic risks depriving many